Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. So on today's show, we are actually talking about the Community Health Needs Assessment that Wayne Memorial Hospital is doing. It's something that we actually have to do every 3 years that is mandated by the federal government. And so my guest today is Lisa Champeau. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Carol.
And for those of you that may not know, Lisa is the voice of many of our Wayne Memorial Hospital
commercials.
Yes, radio commercials. But she's also the person who actually does our website. She was formerly
I do have a staff.
You
I do have a wonderful
you do.
Staff.
Yes. And your former title was manager of public relations, but now, congratulations, you are the director of communications and development for Wayne Memorial Hospital.
Thank you so much, Carol. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And you and I have worked for many, many years together.
Yes, we have.
Yes, and prior being friends.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. We have a long relationship, positive one.
Yes, yes, definitely positive. So thank you for joining me on the show today because, like I said, we want to talk about the community health needs assessment that we are in the process of doing. Many people are contributing to that. So we thank everyone out there who's listening and may be part of that. But can you tell our listeners today, why is it so important that we do this assessment overall?
Well, Carol, we're asking the community to give us an idea of our current services and programs, gauge them. How do they feel about Wayne Memorial? And also, it is a tool to help us develop services and programs for the future, services and programs that meet the community's needs.
Right. And that's part of the title, Community Health Needs Assessment. What are the needs of our community? What are the topics that are covered for the survey?
Well, topics in the survey include access to health care, health concerns, perceptions of services at Wayne Memorial. How do you feel about the emergency department, outpatient services? And that you have choices there. Improved? Have our services improved? Have they stayed the same? Have they declined? We hope not.
Right.
Or unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We also ask about challenges to healthy habits and interests in the community. For example, is substance abuse a challenge in the community? Or alcohol addiction, for example. Domestic violence and things of that nature. Challenges in the community.
Right. And although, Wayne Memorial may not have those services directly available, we work with many different organizations out there to help improve those connections, those resources like VIP, right, for domestic
absolutely,
violence.
Absolutely.
Drug and alcohol for Wayne and Pike County.
Because very often the victims of domestic violence, unfortunately, do need to seek medical help.
Correct.
And we're here. We're
mm-hmm.
here.
And we work as a team together. And that's what's so important about this, assessment overall. The questions we ask are pretty simple, right?
They are. And it's a very short survey. It only takes about 15 minutes to do. We know because we tested
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes. That's one of our roles here is to make sure that survey goes out and contains the information and makes it easier for people to complete overall. We want to know if someone has a PCP, primary care provider, where do they go for their emergency services? Correct.
Absolutely. And this helps us, and in fact, helps us perhaps extend the range of our primary care services. Why is it important, Carol, you think, for someone to have a primary care provider?
Because, again, as a hospital, we have our emergency department, but that's what we wanted for emergencies. When someone has a primary care physician, that individual, whether it be an MD or we have,
nurse practitioner.
Correct. We have PAs that work underneath the primary care, physician, the MDs. When someone has a PCP, as we call it, it helps, oversee their whole care.
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Follows them.
Correct. They get to see them on at least a yearly basis and for follow-up appointments where they know what's happening and can prevent a lot of emergencies from happening. So it's very important that someone has a primary care physician.
That's right. And we do have a physician referral line
here
at Wayne Memorial. If you don't have one and you're listening, call 570-253-8990 and we will help you find a primary care provider.
Right, because we work very closely with our Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, correct?
That is correct. And they have 13 sites, 9 primary care sites in addition to some specialty offices and 2 walk-in centers, the Lake Region Urgent Care and the Hamlin Family Health Care Center, which has a walk-in service, open 7 days a week.
Right. And we, although Wayne Memorial is located in Wayne County, we also provide care for four other areas close by, correct?
We do. We have services in Pike County, in the greater Carbondale area, in Forest City, which is in Susquehanna County, and we also serve the Upper Delaware region of New York State, which is basically Sullivan County.
Right.
And we hope that people from all of those areas take time to answer this very short 15-minute survey.
Yes, we're going to go repeat that because we want people to complete it. I know the last time we did it, we had over 1,000 people, but, you know, in Wayne County alone, we have almost 53,000 people who live here.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We
that's
want
50
more.
Times.
Yes, exactly. You know, what do we expect to get out of this survey and the community health needs assessment overall?
Well, what's interesting about this, we talked just a minute ago about developing services and programs that meet the community's needs. We've already done that with prior surveys. In fact, out of the last survey, we learned that social determinants of health played a very, very big part in care provided. And Carol, you now oversee the food prescription program, which was a direct result of the last community health needs assessment.
You're exactly right, because, you know, when we talk about the social determinants of health, that means, you know, access to food, to housing, to transportation, health care. But our food prescription program deals directly with food insecurity, as well as chronic disease. You know, so our official name is the Wayne Memorial Food Prescription Program. It is a free program that we have out in the community, and individuals can, you know, sign up if they meet certain criteria. So the criteria is they have to have one of the four chronic medical conditions. So if they have diabetes, if they have congestive heart failure, which is CHF, or COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or uncontrolled hypertension. So when they have one of those conditions, along with that food insecurity, you know, the inability to purchase healthy foods, because we know out there,
they make choices, unfortunately.
Right.
Food or medicine.
Right. Do you pay for medication? How many times have we heard, you know, I can't eat healthy because I need to pay for my medications. You know, electric bills. You know, electric is so expensive now. Rent, mortgages, you know, just basic needs are very expensive. So this is a program that individuals can sign up for, be in the program for a year. We provide them with coupons that they can use at one of the local grocers, purchase where they can purchase or get money off of fresh foods like fresh chicken, fresh produce, fruits and vegetables. You know, they can get some frozen vegetables. We also provide them with some staple food items like cooking oil, you know, canned beans or canned vegetables, again, all no added salt, healthy eating, and recipes. Recipes is a big part of that, as well as nutrition consults.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Carol, but you have about 102 people in the program.
Right.
And some of them have seen already some pretty dramatic results. A1C levels that have gone down in diabetic patients. And I think, didn't one woman lose like 20 pounds
or
something?
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's amazing. 20 pounds, you know, we look at their blood pressure. That can help bring blood pressure back down to a normal level. If they have diabetes, again, it could bring their A1C and their blood sugar down. And well-controlled. So all of these, yes, are benefits of the program.
Now, the last survey, Community Health Needs Assessment Survey, was when we asked about the social determinants of health, which we are asking about again in this survey. But we're also asking a few other different questions, particularly related to COVID,
right,
which is the big different thing that we just went through and unfortunately is still with us. But we found in the hospital that a lot of people did not seek out medical services, even though they needed that care, for various reasons. And we asked what those reasons were. We asked if you needed to seek medical attention and you did not. In this survey, were you afraid of contracting COVID? Did you not have transportation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So that hopefully will help us in the future.
Right, because, you know, if we do have many people out there that did not seek that service, and we have to focus on that part right away, which we are seeing some of those issues now, those are the things that those results are going to help us with.
Absolutely.
In the long run, definitely. You know, I believe this is a way to have your voice heard.
It
you
is.
Know, as a community
and,
member.
And it's anonymous and confidential.
That's, yes, exactly. We don't ask for names, phone numbers, or anything like that. Just demographic, age, about where you live, what county you live in, maybe your ethnic background. So things like that, basic things that we need to know for our demographic mm-hmm. data, mm-hmm. which is so important. But again, to have your voice heard, we ask, is there a support group that you're looking for? You know, we have support groups here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. We have our stroke support group. We have our Parkinson's support group. We have an Al-Anon support group that is housed here at Wayne Memorial Hospital.
And again, just to give people an example of something that came out of a survey, grands raising grands.
Correct.
Grandparents raising grandchildren came out. That support group came out of one of the last surveys.
Exactly. So there's so much that we get from this very short survey.
15 minutes.
Yes. Other parts of the community health needs assessment? You know,
oh,
we're talking
absolutely.
About the survey a lot.
It's a three-pronged survey. There is the, it's a three-pronged assessment, which includes the online survey, focus groups, and interviews with key stakeholders in the community, social service agency leaders, community activists, elected officials, educators, people who kind of have their finger on the pulse.
Right, because again, it affects everyone in our community. So the most important question, you know, we're talking about the survey, is how can someone access the survey?
If they don't have a computer.
Right.
Which there are still people who do not have a computer. Mm-hmm. And they can access the survey. Visit your public library in Wayne or Pike County. Also, the senior centers in Wayne County, Honesdale, Hawley, and Hamlin, will also have it on their computers. And if all else fails, give Carol a call.
Right. At
Wayne Memorial.
Yes, at Wayne Memorial at 570-253-8422. I can answer your questions for you. But, you know, the best way is, if you do have access, is to visit WMH.org, our website, and search, you know, Community Health Needs Assessment, or it's under the Community Health tab.
It's in the Community drop-down.
Right?
Community tab.
Right, and it'll be right there online. Okay? So, one question I also have to ask, is there an incentive to fill out the survey, Lisa?
We have been saying it's anonymous and confidential, which it is, but we are offering a gift card in a random drawing. And if you would like to be eligible for that, you are going to have to give us your email address.
Right.
How else would we find you?
And again, that email address you would put in at the end, which is different from the survey. You know, it won't be connected to the survey, just
right.
to let people know, to feel safe. Another important thing, too, is we didn't mention is, you know, after the community health needs assessment is completed, it will be available on our website.
It will.
And people
There'll
can,
be a summary and a full report.
Right,
So
right.
you can see what your answers led to.
Right. And also, other organizations, we know in the past, other organizations have benefited from the results of the community health needs assessment.
They've used them for grants and things of that nature. And again, I keep going back to earlier surveys and what grew out of them. Our cardiac catheterization laboratory, the Heart and Vascular Center, which has saved hundreds and hundreds of lives, also grew out of this because heart disease kept coming up and coming up and coming up.
Right.
And that center celebrates its sixth anniversary this month, June.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to
us.
The cath lab.
Right. No, but again, it's has saved many, many lives out there. Actually, I had a conversation with someone the other day, and, you know, not giving any names, that individual utilized our cath lab and it saved their life.
Absolutely. We have beautiful, wonderful testimonials.
It is truly amazing.
Mm-hmm. And the Tick-Borne Disease Wellness Center also came out of an earlier survey.
Right.
We do have ticks in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yes, if anybody isn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. And it is tick season, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So any last minute comments that you want to make? We only have 1 minute left. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It does go fast.
Well, Carol, like you, I really hope that people tap into this survey, answer the questions online, get back to us, tell us how you feel. And we can do much more for you in the future.
Right. And we do encourage you to, if you're listening to this show, is to go online right now. We're only going to have the survey up till June 17th, a very short time, because we have to get that report finished and get that online. But it's only going to be for a short time. So we want to encourage people to do it quickly.
Absolutely. It is a mandated survey, but it really is provides a wonderful service.
It really does. And we are here. Wayne Memorial is here for our community. I've been here for almost 30 years. You've been here for
20.
Yeah.
More,
right?
Between 15 and 20.
Right. So between
it's
the
like
two of
age.
Us.
It's like my age. I don't know if I really want to tell you now.
Yes, I know. You'll be 21 soon. I mean, and you could, you know, legally go out there and have fun. So, well, Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Carol.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.